right. Scott Jensen, you have all your honeydew things done?
Working on them still.
Working on them? Okay. Scott Jensen, it's time for Tiger Time once again. Our Executive Director of Secondary Operations, welcome. He's wearing a tie this morning, people. I haven't seen anybody wear a tie in the studio in a long time.
Trying to finish the year strong. I know my bosses, Mark Shepard, Brad Dahl, you know, they want me to represent well, so I'm doing the best I can.
Good deal. Good
deal. You know what it is? He lost a bet. That's why he's wearing a tie.
I was going to say, in radio world, when you see the tie, never a good thing.
All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about swimming, huh?
You bet. We have some great programs going on this winter, swimming one of them, obviously, and Coach Struble has brought some great energy to that program, and we're excited to have him and some of the boys on today.
Yeah. What year is this for you?
This is year four as head coach. And then I did about 4 or 5 years as assistant coach years past. And so, this is my first cycle. These two boys, Gabe and Landon, were freshmen my first year, and that was the treacherous COVID year that we call it. So, this class has been through a lot, but we adjust and we keep training and we look for the positive and everything. And, so far having a really good year. The girls' side has really started off strong. We have some relays that are in the top six right now in the state, which is exciting for Fremont. When I first started here, we were nowhere close to even sniffing top 10, top 20 relays. So really built the program up pretty good. And so then the boys' side, we lost some good seniors last year, but these two boys here are doing a great job leading the boys' team kind of teaching them the traditions. And we do have a younger squad that are scoring a lot of points for us too. And so it's been a lot of fun, both on the girls and boys side, mixing up relays. We have a lot of versatility on both sides and kind of figuring out where our sweet spots are and where our strengths are. And after these last 4 or 5 meets we've had, we're kind of still figuring that stuff out, but we're also doing really well in the invites and the dual meets. So
good deal. About how many boys, how many girls?
We're at about 12 to 13 boys, which is a little small. I'd want a little bit more than that. And then we're at about 18 to 19 girls total. So
okay.
I'd say a few more numbers than we had last year, but pretty average, I'd say.
Okay. Do you work on those cross-country coaches? Hey, coach, I'd like to have some of your girls and guys come out.
Yeah, I've always talked to them and said, hey, it's great for your cardio. You'll figure out you got muscles that you never had before. And it's a great sport for, I know Landon's here is a two-sport athlete, so it's it gets you going and keeps that cardio up for sure. So it's, we'll take anybody, we'll teach anybody how to swim, and it's a sport where you can really learn how the fundamentals work out, and 2 years later you might be on a state relay. It can happen that fast for some kids.
Yeah. And you have a great facility to work it in, that's for sure. I know you will say this, but as far as youth go, it does start with the little kids, doesn't it?
Yeah, for sure. The fast swim team is pretty much a feeder team. That's a year-round program that the YMCA has, and it's basically a feeder team that so I'm always keeping an eye on that team as well. What even 8-9-year-olds, I'm looking to the future and see, doing the math when they're going to be freshmen. But definitely those middle school age kids, we keep an eye on, and they're getting that experience, and they already know all the fundamentals and the techniques before they even walk onto the high school team. And so that's really helps us build the program up, and that YMCA facility is the best in the state, in my opinion. And we always host the HAT conference meet, mm-hmm. which is in middle of February. And the other 11 schools love coming to Fremont, love swimming in our pool, and sometimes they swim a little too fast and they have state the next week that they need to even top that time. So we're very blessed, and we pinch ourselves quite often with the facility that we have, and our swimmers are pretty spoiled, and these kids put in a lot of time. They're swimming 2 mornings a week. We lift weights at the high school 2 mornings a week, and then we're swimming almost every afternoon and Saturday mornings too. And then we bounce around our meets too, and we train through our meets because we're really focused on the February championship meets, which is Hackensack State. And so kids are doing really well with how they're handling it, and you know, they got finals this week, so they're doing really good with just being general student athletes, and, mm-hmm. and they're learning a lot on how to, you know, manage their time, and so they're doing a great job.
Talk a little bit about this past weekend. I had the Elkhorn Invite held over at Common Ground in Elkhorn, and it doesn't really give you that much of a measure because, like you said, you're training right through and trying to make it or trying to get to that end of the season meet.
Yep. Yeah, so the Elkhorn Invite's always a big one right before Christmas break. We didn't rest or anything. We wanted to see what we could do with training hard right before, and the both the girls and the boys side did really well. We got third overall on the girls side, which was maybe one of our best showings overall as a team, and then the boys ended up getting fourth. So we had girls winning events. We had relays getting second and third place medals, and I know for sure I had several coaches coming up and kind of complimenting me and the team with kind of, wow, Fremont's really, you know, showing up today. And that people around the state are noticing, you know, what times we're putting up relays individual wise, and it's been pretty exciting, but still need to just stay focused one practice at a time and get ready for those February meets. And the kids are doing great again with how much we ask of them and the demand of the schedule. And I can't be, you know, more happy about how it's going. So
good deal. Well, you brought a couple swimmers with.
Yep.
Who wants to start today?
We can start with Landon here.
All right, Landon Lamson, welcome. Gosh, I can't believe you guys are both seniors. How's your season going so far?
It's pretty good. It's a lot of work, but you just got to stay focused. You know, it's all for February and those championship meets, so you just got to dig down and remember what you're all doing it for, all what all the work is for and all that.
Your favorite strokes? I can guess, but our listeners don't know.
I like the backstroke and the fly. Those are my two best events, so it's what I work on mostly when we're at practice and stuff.
So about how long have you been swimming?
Since I was probably like 6 or 7, around there, so 10, 11 years.
Uh-huh. With the team and this year, I know one other thing I wanted to mention. It's not just Fremont, is it, Coach?
No, we are. We have a couple co-ops. It's Fremont, then we've always had Bergen as a co-op, and then about 5 years ago, we included Arlington, and then I think 3 years ago we included Blair. So that was, you know, it's really important, I think, for these smaller communities around Fremont that don't have the chance to swim high school. You know, they kind of get stuck at just the YMCA level or just the club level. Well, these other schools have the opportunity to swim for Fremont, and they're a huge part of our success. You know, without these schools, we, you know, to be honest, wouldn't be as fast in some events and some relays. So they really are contributing a lot on the girls and boys side from all four schools. But I stress and always, you know, I'm on the team about, you know, we are one team, we are one family. We're not four different schools. We got to come together as one, train together, and race together as one. So they do a good job of that too.
Yeah. Landon, if you could describe how the season's going so far, how would you describe this season?
Right now it's tough because we're putting in all those yards and all that. But it's fun. It's fun being around your friends all afternoon, all morning. You know, it's a good way to start your day with all those people around you and all that.
Yeah, yeah.
And I will say Landon here is a true Fremont swimmer. He started swimming when he was 6 years old for fast and built his way up to swimming for the high school. So it's fun. You know, I remember him a lot of times. I'm yelling at him in practice, and I still see 8-year-old Landon that I'm yelling at. So he's really, you know, big important leader for our team, and with how much time he's put in since he was a 6 or 7 year old, it was pretty cool to see all the success he's been having in high school and in his senior year too. So
yeah, where'd you get that curly hair?
My dad and my mom.
Okay. I can't remember.
He doesn't have much hair now, but
yeah.
When he did have hair.
See, I had curly really? Hair kind of like that, so this is what you're in for right here. No. Are you thinking about the future? Maybe go swim somewhere or maybe not?
I don't know about swimming yet, but if the opportunity comes up, I'll definitely take it. I'm thinking more of baseball right now. It's my second sport, so it's what we're shooting for right now.
Good deal. Favorite stroke, which between butter and back would be?
I got to choose backstroke on that one. It's just what I've been doing since I was little.
Yeah.
Been good at it since I was little. So.
Good deal. Do you have a goal for this year? I know Coach has you set those goals early.
Yeah. I've been chasing that school record in the 100 backstroke all 4 years. So it's one of my big goals to get.
Good deal. Yep. Well, good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you.
I know January will be a tough go, but I know you're always thinking ahead, and Coach has you on track for what he wants you to train for, doesn't he?
Yep.
Very
All
good.
The time.
Well, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Gabe Crist also with us, a senior at Fremont High. What strokes are you swimming this year?
Well, mostly just 50 and 100 free.
Okay. All right.
I used to do 500 free in my sophomore year. And I retired from that.
I would too.
he'll swim it a couple times eventually this season, but no, his strengths are definitely the sprints, and certain meets we'll throw him around in off events, but most of the bigger meets, Gabe's an important part of our relays and the 50 and under free. So
you wouldn't throw him into the breaststroke.
He's probably our second best breaststroker, actually. His brother retired last year, so we got some shoes to fill on the breaststroke side. So that's where we're experimenting with a few of the guys on who's going to have that leg this year, and it's going well so far. So he could be one of the guys, and every now and then at the meets he'll do a little breaststroke. And again with Gabe, just like Landon, he was a 7-8 year old when he started swimming in the old pool at the YMCA. So it's been pretty cool watching these boys grow up to being young men now, and again just leading these young guys and kind of passing to the torch to these younger swimmers, this younger talent that we have on the guys team. So it's been pretty cool.
Yeah, when you're a senior and you look down at some of those underclassmen, what kind of advice, I guess, do you give them?
Well, always just stick to training, you know. Don't give up on that. Like, over the years, you'll get better and better, and it'll just become more fun.
Yeah, yeah. Is freestyle your favorite?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. You have any particular number you're looking at? You're thinking 50 free?
Well, there's some school records for the 1500 free. I'm not 100% sure I'm going to get them. They're pretty quick. But it'd be a big goal for me to get those.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Swimming some relays too?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. The boys' side, they got second silver medal in the 400 free relay this past weekend at Elkhorn Invite. And I was kind of shocked with that one. Just because that Elkhorn Invite's loaded with 13 other teams, and for Fremont to get second in that, and that's one of the last relays of the meet. And Gabe was on that one. That was pretty exciting for the boys. And again, like I said, you know, these relay decisions really come down to the wire. To the week of the state meet is right, you know, when I'm making these decisions. So you know, the kids are doing good. Just wherever I throw them at different meets, different relay combos, it's just part of the sport. And the kids really adjust to it well.
Good deal. Gabe, are you thinking after school, maybe going to swim? No,
I don't have any plans for swim after school.
Okay. As far as those underclassmen go, are you seeing some kids who are surprising you?
Yeah, Garrett, he's a lot faster than I've expected. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, Garrett was a freshman last year, and this year it's really showed some speed. And then freshman Elliot Beck, he's got an automatic in the 500 already, and he's making a big impact. Then a sophomore, Zane Kessler, is a really good flyer, backstroker, sprint freer, and so it's his first year. He transferred from Wahoo, actually, and it does a lot of things at Fremont, not just swimming. And so and there's a lot of other boys that make a big impact. Dathan Hansen from Arlington, Micah Moore is one of our distance guys that scores a lot of points for us. So it's hard, you know, I could be here for an hour talking about all these kids. But really proud of these senior boys and how they're leading the team so far. And, you know, there's with the hard work that we have to put in, we got to find some fun in there too. And so think these guys are pretty good, you know, being goofballs and being the funny guys. And Again, they're all doing a good job. So
good deal. How long are Elliot's arms? I'm just kidding, but he has the longest arms I've ever seen.
Yeah, they go down to the knees. Yeah,
yeah, that helps. I know the basketball coach probably wishes they had him,
exactly,
but
yeah.
he's definitely a swimmer. You know, when a 6'2" freshman's walking around, he's probably gonna end up being 6'5". So
yeah,
but he's definitely a swimmer for life. That's for sure.
Well, Gabe, good luck the rest of the year.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. And the next meet will be January early.
It's like January 4th or 5th. We're at North Star for a triangular. So January is our grinded out month. We have meets once or twice a week. But the training's still pretty tough. We're pushing them. And so that's the month to get through. And then everyone gets real excited for February, and the swimmers get the rest that they mm-hmm. need to relax the muscles and go fast in February. So that's what we kind of count down to.
Definitely. So. Thank you.
Yeah,
appreciate
thank you,
the update. Yeah. David Struble, varsity swim coach here, Fremont High, with us. Myron Sikora, also with us, Fremont High School principal. We're almost there.
Yes, we are. Good morning, Chris. We have final exams today and tomorrow with 11:20 dismissals. So half days for the kids. So they're excited about that. Our return date after the holiday break is Thursday, January 4th. This second semester is going to be a little bit more compressed. Our last day will be May 10th. Our graduation will be Saturday, May 11th. So
a little bit earlier.
Yes, we are having a little bit longer summer. We are still under construction. I've talked about that a few times when I've been on. And so it gives us a little bit longer summer to get those construction projects finished up. We'll have a little bit later start next year as well. We have our activities in full swing for winter: basketball, wrestling, swimming, bowling. Our play production one act finished fourth at state competition a little over a week and a half ago. So we are in full swing with all of those. Our second floor will be closing as of, well, tomorrow at about 11:20. We're going to be moving down to the main floor as the construction projects will close off the second floor and do all of that work during the spring semester. And then that means some of our newly renovated space, classrooms are already finished. Teachers are already moving back into those areas. Our lecture hall and then our weight room, fitness room will be opening up in January after the holiday break. Waiting on furniture for the lecture hall, but kind of exciting. I've only seen it as four classrooms because the ninth graders came to the high school in 99-2000, my first year at Fremont. So I had never seen the lecture hall as a one big space. So those walls are gone now, and we will have the space back. So we're excited to have that space at the high school available again. CTE Center is taken shape, and it should be ready to go for the fall. And we're kind of taking some tours of it now. There's a lot of work to do yet, but mm-hmm. It's really taken shape, and we'll be ready to go with lots of new programs and classes out there. And then we'll also begin the locker room project renovation that'll start after Christmas in January. So lots and lots of things going on at the high school.
Man, I guess.
Right
yeah.
Now.
Crazy.
Busy.
Yeah, that's good. So they'll return. You know the return date from the holiday, what that date is?
January 4th.
January
Thursday.
4th. Okay. Very good. Well, yes. Thank you for the update.
Lots
appreciate it.
Sure.
As,
thank you.
Kevin Earlywine, believe it or not, is here.
Oh, what a surprise.
What
a surprise.
What? Executive Director of Fremont Public Schools Foundation, welcome once again.
Hey, thanks, Chris.
Did you have a successful Friday night?
We did. You know, Thursday and Friday, Thursday we were at Chewy's and all day long, starting 11 o'clock until 9:30. And then Friday night was our Baskets for Bucks event at the varsity basketball games. And really, I think between the two events, we raised close to $1,000, maybe
nice.
A little bit more
Very
than
good.
That. Really nice, very generous people offering free will donations at the basketball event. We had four shooters, two each halftime, and didn't quite get anything made at half court.
Three-pointer?
We had one make a three-pointer.
Okay.
But we didn't get anybody to get to $2,500. And we're already planning on how to tweak some things for next year. And see if we can do that again next year, maybe make it even more viable to make that shot. Who knows? We'd love to give that money away. That'd be awesome. And
But you did give some money away.
Oh,
no?
Yeah.
Okay,
absolutely.
Good.
Yeah,
good.
We had all four of them made the layup. Three of them, I think, made the free throw, and one made from the 3-point top of the key. So, everybody, you know, it was free. It was not a paid raffle. So if you wanted to shoot, you just got a ticket, and we put your name in. We asked free will donations if anybody wanted to do that, and it was a nice time. And so the people that did the event, you know, everybody made at least $5.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You end up better no matter what happens. So it was a nice time, and I want to shout out to Randy Eichmeyer in particular from Innsboro. He donated the sponsorship for our event, and reach out to him if you see him and tell him thank you. He's very generous in doing that, and we appreciate his support, really do.
Yeah. If someone maybe wants to make a donation here before the end of the year, which people do,
great time to do that. You know, Chris, I'm glad you brought that up, because it's a great time to make that donation for tax purposes by the end of the year. So just give me a call at 402-727-3027, or you can email me at kevin.earlywine@fpsmail.org, and I'll be happy to visit with you about that. Or just if you just have a check you'd like to send us.
Yeah.
Our address is 130 East 9th, and we're happy to accommodate that in any way we can. If you want to earmark it for certain things, that's certainly
CTE, you can do that, right?
Absolutely, and we'll help our cause. Our main cause this year, our focus all year long, has been on helping to equip that CTE center, and I think we're making really good progress.
All right. Anything else?
I don't think so. You know, you did ask about the honey-do list.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
And I'm glad you have such success. Wendy, my lovely wife, she doesn't have a honey-do list. She has a honey-don't list. It's Kevin, don't touch anything electrical. Don't touch anything mechanical. Stay away, because you'll just make it real. It'll cost more to fix it.
Well, you're going to have more time on your hands to do those things in the very near future.
I will. I may take up swimming.
Oh, there we go.
I may. I don't swim.
Master's program. Yeah, there we go, David.
I heard you. There may be a lot of water displacement if I get in the pool. But who knows?
All right. I think that's going to wrap it up, Scott. And again, with that, we wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy Holidays here. Happy New Year as we come up on it.
Yeah. Enjoy your time off from school. Well-deserved break for you guys. So thank you so much for all you do.
Yeah.
Thank you.